Filmmaker Julia Lochtev was born in what was then Leningrad in the Soviet Union, and she grew up in Loveland, Colorado. Her first feature film was Day Night, Day Night, a film full of tension and frightening emptiness about a young woman who, for unknown reasons, agrees to become a suicide bomber at New York's Times Square. For her second feature, Lochtev's returned to the former Soviet Union, to the incredibly beautiful mountains of Georgia. Her story is about a young couple, Alex, played by Gael Garcia Bernal, and Nika, Hani Furstenberg. The two are on a backpacking trip with a guide, played by Bezhdina Guyabidze, a man who's never acted before. There's little dialogue in the movie, just the three walking along, reacting, interacting, juxtaposed against each other and the landscape. The movie's only simple superficially, because what you get is a complex picture of human life on Earth. The loneliest planet, psychological, sociological, geographical, personal, and also political. It takes a brave filmmaker with a terrific eye to see all of this in the picture of three people on a hike. The movie doesn't explain much. It opens with Nika and Alex in a home, exercising, playing with some children, then talking to an older woman who's apparently not a relative. She speaks in a Slavic language, and only then do you have any idea at all of where the movie takes place. It's like trying to catch up to something, people, a story, that's already started without us, and you'd better hurry up if you don't want to get left behind again. The film never lets on who these young people are, where they come from, or why they're in Georgia. Nika and Alex buy shish kebab on the street. They eat, sitting alone against a white bas-relief sculpture with fragmentary views of the village and the mountains around them. They're alone, they're foreigners, and that sense of shared alienation permeates the film. Nika's agile and strong. She does pull-ups on a bus. The two look well connected to each other, which is a good thing. Once they get into the mountains, the full extent of their loneliness grows obvious. The two young people and the guide walk a path that runs along an enormous hillside. These mountains get rain, so the hillside and the valley below, that completely fill the screen, are swathed in rich yellow-green. Only where the cliffs get nearly vertical does the green give way to the complicated gray and brown of the rocks. As they walk on in near silence and in long shot, the three human beings look tiny and insignificant. The scale of the landscape dwarfs them. They're simply specks nearly swallowed by the expanse of the earth. But the loneliest planet shifts back and forth between these shots and intimate moments with the couple. They may not matter in the context of the vast geologic forms and processes of the earth, but they matter to themselves. An incident takes place. Alex's immediate reaction is not brave, and suddenly whatever held Nika and Alex together has shattered. And that's when the scale of the movie itself becomes apparent, and that it's only the love between them that makes human survival possible. Julia Lochtev may be a major young talent in the movies. Both The Loneliest Planet and the earlier Day Night, Day Night are patient and quiet films that let their silences and the open spaces do the talking. The Loneliest Planet doesn't jump out at you. You have to go to it and participate in it, and that's when you can understand the film and feel the emotional depth and the beautiful interaction of landscape and people. I'm Howie Moshevitz.